May the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus calm your hearts and give you strength, precious family. When I was in prayer, I felt very strongly that something was really wrong with the condemnation that I was feeling in my heart. And Ezekiel was feeling it too. And other heart dwellers on the mountain here also brought it to my attention. And I realized that the enemy was up to no good as usual and had sent another assault on us to take away our strength and our resolve and our joy. So I came to the Lord in prayer and immediately he began speaking. Jesus began, "Again, you have known my heart. Beloved, it is not just for you that I expose the relentless assault of condemnation the enemy puts on you. All of you, my children, are affected by this continual drip of acid upon your conscience, which eats away at your motivation to work with me. What better way to undermine and depress a faithful son and daughter than to continuously find fault with them? It focuses your attention on you and off those I have called you to serve." As an aside, I just want to say, false guilt is one of the ugliest things, one of the ugliest dynamics and the most weakening dynamic that people can use against other people. And for some of us, we don't even realize it because our parents would insinuate things or say something, and it was kind of insinuating that we had failed in some way. And it goes on into your adult years. And I catch myself with that kind of negativity and I just want to cry. I look at it and I say, you know, you're not strengthening anyone by having that kind of an attitude where you slip in a little remark that makes you feel guilty or makes them feel guilty. It's only weakening people when you do that. And I think it happens a lot even in our marriages. So when the Lord brought this subject up, I was really happy because I was feeling it. I was feeling a lot of guilt and unfounded guilt. So Jesus continued, "There is an epidemic of shame and false guilt throughout the body and world right now. There has been a constant effort to undermine you all with false guilt. There are times when it's so subtle you only feel the effects of it. A certain sense of disconnectedness, confusion, and inadequacy. What lies beneath the surface is a lack of confidence in our relationship. When you are secure in me, nothing can stop you. When you are insecure in me, nothing can get you going. It is when you feel disconnected that you flounder and your attention goes inward rather than to those who are so very needy around you. Lord, I'm having so much trouble concentrating. Please help me." Jesus continued, "Claire, there is one thing I want to convey to our family, and that is that I am with them through thick and thin. My people, never allow doubt to creep in, telling you that I will abandon you and the work we have together. Never for one moment give in to these lies from Satan. You have given me your hearts, and together we forge ahead to do the works of gathering and the harvest. These lies are planted in your heads to stop you from going out into the fields with me. They bring depression, insecurity, and a sense of being lost. You are never lost. I am always at your side. I have not disqualified you. Reach out and grab my hand. Do what Mother Claire does. She visualizes me, and indeed I am there before her. And she places her hands on my heart. There she finds a certain connection that inspires confidence in her heart. I am here. Listen to my heartbeat. Feel my concerns. Let us continue to work together." I was just noting that I do have a Rhema card that says, "Put your hands on my heart and my love will do the work." And it gives me such confidence to forge ahead into what he's been asking me to do. Jesus continued, And truly it is your love for me and all that concerns me that drives you onward. But what if that love, that connection, didn't exist? What if all you had were lies 24/7 convincing you that you were guilty and I had turned my back on you? What if that was all you had? Some of you would be swept away into distractions to quell the pain. Some would collapse in tears. But most would get busy with the world set before them because they gave up all hope of working with me. This is what false guilt does to you, my people. Recognize the enemy, recognize his tactics, and totally reject his lies. More than anything, I want you to know that I am with you, and I am never withdrawing from you. You may walk away from me, but I will never walk away from you. We have much to do together. Press in. Cast away these vain imaginings and take firm hold of my hand, and together let's move forward.